broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Now, there are some things that we can do right now.
We need our teachers, we need our advisors, we need our administrators.
Freedom! Slut! Freedom! Slut!
Say short, use that skirt! Short! Skirt!
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about.
Freedom! Slut!
That's right. We take you places other talk shows cannot. And our website is philhendryshow.com for live streaming video of the show, live streaming audio of the show, as well as our archives, as well as just a passel of fun things like our daily podcasts and our Classic Phil podcasts. And, I mean, we got it going on. We also have things archived, pilots, TV pilots, TV interviews, radio interviews that we did, our press section, our news blog, our comments section. It's all there for you at philhendryshow.com. It's the greatest single radio show website in the world. And we invite you to join us there. Go to our shop, by the way, and pick up the new Phil Hendry Show T-shirt. And we're going to have, we got another little item that's coming into the store. And, of course, the classic collectible, the Phil Hendry Show shot glass. This is a 2.5-ounce cordial. I say cordial figuratively speaking.
Yeah, you know, can be cordial with that.
Well, you can be a gentleman. Anyway, you load that up with some tequila and Then we have the coffee mug and, of course, our legacy CDs, all there at philhendryshow.com. Now, I've been encouraged to do this first story. I was actually reading something else, but I'll do the other story, right, Robert?
Well, the other thing later on in the hour, man, because it's too weird.
All right. Well, we were talking about, for some reason, we got into people that have been missing. But this is going to be a better story, and this is going to piss you off. Pardon my language, but it is. It's going to piss you off, and one of the reasons why stories like these quote-unquote, piss me off, is because the liberal who has failed desperately in his attempts at being ironic, sarcastic, satiric, liberals who at one time held the floor, if you will, in America when it came to political or cultural humor, liberals haven't been funny for 30 years. And yet they keep trying, and as they continue to keep trying, they fall all over themselves and embarrass themselves. And the great thing about a liberal, I'll tell you this, they are wrong probably 70% of the time, and they know it. But they just keep right on. They just pick themselves right up, and they just keep right on walking with a big smile on their face. They're like liberals are like cats. You know how George Carlin used to say a cat would slam. That's the last time, by the way, a liberal was funny, George Carlin. Anyway, you know, cats will slam into a door, and then they walk away from slamming into the door like it was no big thing, and they feel just fine, and they got all kinds of class. That's a liberal. They'll wind up looking like the biggest ass in the world, but they just walk away with all that grace and all of that charm. You want to know what I'm talking about in terms of liberals who've never been funny? All you got to do is read the Huffington Post, the just the pathetic attempts at humorous blogging on that site. They've had to pull half of them down. They come off as almost as criminally lame, and Ariana comes along and she looks like the dumbass that she is when it comes to that stuff. I ain't saying she's stupid. I mean, obviously, when it comes to making money, and when it comes to blowing a lot of hot air up people's rear ends, and when it comes to blowing a lot of smoke, I mean, is there anybody better than Ariana Huffington? But when it comes to knowing what's funny, forget it. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about her with this story. This is Wonkette, which is a, quote, popular, satirical, left-leaning political blog. Popular, I'll tell you who's funny that's left-leaning. John Stewart. Sometimes. Bill Maher. Sometimes. And that's it. I mean, that is it. Wonkette, the popular, satirical, left-leaning political blog, has deleted a post mocking Sarah Palin's son, Trigg. Now, how many times have they had to delete posts about Sarah Palin's son, Trigg? How many times, when I say they, I put them all together? All these unfunny, stale, these moth-eaten liberal humorists. They haven't, like I said, they haven't been funny or relevant in 30 years. And what do? They find a kid who is developmentally disabled as a likely target. Last night we had on Margaret Gray, who was talking about this, the horrible lady who posted the Obama picture, and it was a horrible thing to do, absolutely. But you know, the fact of the matter is the left, they jumped right into the race baiting with Condoleezza Rice, with Clarence Thomas. We found out how many rabid racists there were on the left with the Clarence Thomas hearings. I mean, it was almost as if they had just, like, that's why I brought up the Dixiecrats. They reverted their Dixiecrat roots with the Thomas, with the Clarence Thomas hearings, with the do-rag on Condoleezza Rice and the Aunt Jemima. Again, stale, unfunny. Hi, I'm a liberal, but, you know, when it comes to mocking someone with a stereotype, with a stereotype profile of the Aunt Jemima do-rag, I mean, come on, man, you got to let us have one. We're white. That's the other thing about most of these liberal outlets, nothing but whitey. Nothing but whitey, like Oberman when he was on MSNBC, or any of those guys. My God, it was lily white from sunup to sundown on that network. And then Oberman is on there talking about self-hating blacks like Michael Steele. I mean, these people with the gall they had, the utter gall. Wonkette, the popular satirical left-leaning political blog, has deleted a post mocking Sarah Palin's son, Trigg, who has Down syndrome, after many of its advertisers announced that they would withdraw their advertisements from the site. Well, now we know just how classy they are at Wonkette. You guys love to hunch a dollar bill, don't you? Because if your advertisers hadn't threatened to pull, man, you would have kept that up. You don't know the difference between tasteless and tasteful, funny and unfunny. All you know is when an advertiser says we're leaving. The post implied Trigg was the byproduct of incest and was labeled retarded. Papa John's, Huggies, Vanguard, and at least six other companies had announced that they would withdraw their ads from Wonkette. Wonkette editor Ken Lane. Now, here is a guy that is probably functionally retarded himself, if you want to go down that road. Ken Lane. Because if this ass doesn't understand that a post like that is going to get a advertiser like Huggies upset, then he doesn't understand the job he's got. He goes on to try to explain, if you have to explain any satire at all to any great number of people, and let me tell you about satire because I know all about it. If you have to explain any kind of satire at all to a large number of people, you have failed. The perception is that you're a jackball, and the reality is you better start apologizing. And we can quote our very good, close, personal friend, David Letterman, for that little lesson, when he himself, not too long ago, got into the mock Sarah Palin's children game, and he found out that he'd made a mistake, and he said, in print, perception is everything. I should have known. Maybe my, you know, target was correct. Maybe I hit the target. But if people perceive that it was about something that it wasn't really about, that's on me. That's not on them. That's on me. And that's something that this jackass at Wonkette, Ken Lane, he don't know that. He maintains the true target of the post was the former governor of Alaska, not her son. A post on this page satirizing Sarah Palin using her baby as a political prop was very badly done and sounded like the author was mocking the child and not just Sarah Palin, Sarah Palin's followers, Wonkette said in a note explaining the deletion. We apologize for the poor comedic judgment. You don't know a damn thing about comedy. Not a thing! The post authored by some jackass in, quote, honor, end quote, of Trigg's recent birthday implied the boy may have been conceived as the result of incest. Let's listen to this piece of humor, shall we? Today is the day we come together to celebrate the Snowbilly Grifter's magical journey from Texas to Alaska to deliver to America the great gentleman scholar Trigg Palin. Is Palin his true mother, or was Bristol? And why is it that nobody questions who the father is? Because either way, Todd definitely did it. I'm telling you, I know what funny is. That ain't funny. That's not even moderately amusing. He goes on to attack Trigg. What's he dreaming about? Nothing. He's retarded. This guy, Mr. Stuff is his name, must be a terribly embittered human being. When your humor comes off angry, man, you know, go back, take another run at it. I know. I got to do it every night. He goes on, why just celebrate the tax day today, April 18th? It's Trigg Paxson Van Palen's third birthday. His mom went to a lot of trouble to leak amniotic fluid over 8 states to make sure that he arrived in this world somewhat alive, writes Wonkette operative Barbara I, reminding us of the occasion. Sarah went to a whole bunch of trouble to name him Van Palen, a Van Halen reference he will never get. Before the post was taken down, it had been updated with an apology from Stuff. I regret this post and using the word retarded in a reference to Sarah Palin's child. It's not nice and is not necessary, but I take responsibility for writing it. For those who came and are offended by this post, I'm sorry, of course, but I stand by my criticism of Sarah Palin using her child as a political prop. You stand by what, man? You don't even know what you wrote. You stand by it. You'd stand by a stick of dynamite, man, with the fuse lit. You're the kind of jackass that would stand by the sky being green, even while we all know that it's blue. You'd stand up, though, for that. You wouldn't let anybody wear you down on that one now, would you, Jack Stuff? I believe the sky is green, and I stand by it. Well, very good. I'm so utterly impressed with the fact you think the sky is green. This guy would stand by, he would lean on a busted rail with a drop of about 300 yards, man. He'd stand by that one, too. Papa John made their feelings known on the post. Thank you for alerting us to this. We've taken steps to make sure our advertising doesn't appear on that site in the future, tweeted Papa John's Pizza Corporate Twitter account. Wonkette shot back at Papa John's tweeting, "We beat up on Sarah Palin's craven use of her son as a political prop. Child Protective Services should take Trig away." That was Wonkette's first reaction, that Child Protective Services should take this child away from Sarah Palin because she's got a kid that she's photographed with. Because the irrational hatred of Sarah Palin, the unbelievably irrational and shopworn and redundant hatred of Sarah Palin, which I believe is the result of a lack of political sophistication on the left, they don't know what else to criticize. They got nothing else to attack. So Wonkette saying that they're sorry. Apparently they weren't originally because they shot back on their Twitter account that Sarah Palin, why, the craven use of Sarah Palin, and this is very typical. It's typical like that stupid clown. Who was that piece of garbage that, you remember that one guy, that Arab?
Oh, yeah, I forget what the guy's name was, but he was talking about something. He's trying to apologize, too.
Look at man, either you say you're sorry or you don't say you're sorry, but don't say you're sorry and then say, however, we stand by. You stand by what? However, I stand by the fact that I self-mutilated with a rusty tuna can lid. I stand by that. Anyway, when Mediate.com's Tommy Christopher, who I don't know whether to follow those guys or not.
Yeah, I don't either, man. Sometimes they remind me of a really funny Daily Kos.
That's a very good description of Mediate. They're a funny Daily Kos. But not that much funnier. Daily Kos ain't funny at all. Daily Kos is like the Huffington Post. It's like a really, really irritatingly lame, blog site. But Mediate, or however they pronounce it, it can be very amusing. But nonetheless, I mean, you guys, you got to be kidding me. You guys are, you're not objective. You're not anything other than the rest of this crap. All right. When Mediate.com's Tommy Christopher, who is the father of special needs children, emailed the blog about the post asking editor Lane if he had any intention of removing it, he got this response from Lane. On whose account are you requesting that Jack Stuff remove a post mocking Sarah Palin's well-documented use of her special needs child as a political prop? Is this coming from Mediate? Which editor? So Mediate wants you to encourage political satire websites to remove items that offend those who support the targets of the mockery. That seems awfully strange for Mediate. Which editor is encouraging this is what I'm asking. Well, sir, Mr. Lane, you don't know what satire is because the object of the satire has to be very clear. You cannot be a sympathetic target, and the perception of the audience was your target was a sympathetic target, which was the child. So you may have thought your target was something, but everybody perceived it to be something else. So you wrote it very poorly, as you said eventually. It was not very well done, as you said eventually. And it's your interpretation that she uses the child as a political prop. And it's a weak, weak-ass interpretation, especially when we see President Obama and Mrs. Obama photographed with their daughters all the time. In a post on Mediate, Christopher slammed Stuff's jokes. This is the man with the special needs child. Hey, that's really funny calling Trigg a gentleman scholar because he has Down syndrome, and the speculation that Todd Palin may have raped his daughter, pure comedy gold. You know what will even be funnier? The first time Jack Stuff runs into Todd Palin. That one practically writes its own punchline. When I first heard about this, I was, of course, outraged. Who wouldn't be? I've read a lot of offensive things in my career, and I've even been fired over them, but I am hard-pressed to think of anything that comes close to this. If there is any expression of disgust that I have failed to convey, consider this my signature on it. Signed, Mr. Tommy Christopher. And that is very, very well written. And right on the money. Right on the money. Real comedy gold that Todd Palin raped his daughter. Funny. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Although this is our news and comment hour, we have Bud and Robert coming back with us. Louisiana has a creative new way to deal with deadbeat parents who would rather go to a casino than pay child support. Wait till you hear it. It's fantastic. $1 billion they owe children in the state of Louisiana, deadbeat dads. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
You know, this is a generation of liberals that spent many, many years, the liberal movement in this country spent many, many years being above the fray. The liberal movement in this country spent many, many years being above things. They weren't going to get down in the dirt. They were going to be intellectual, and they were going to be biting and subtle, and they were going to use the art of the put down very subtly, and they were going to just be above the rabble that was the Main Street conservative in America. But as they gradually got their ass kicked more and more and more and more, got their stupid ass handed to them more and more and more, and when I say stupid, I mean that very literally, because the true nature of the liberal came out, and that is that they really are kind of stupid. First of all, they don't recognize the world at all. They don't recognize the future at all, let alone what we're living in right now, the thing that we call contemporary times. They have no recognition of it, and certainly no solution for it, no real approach to solving the problem. Where once there was a big budget deficit that was created by George Bush because he squandered the surplus, now all of a sudden there's plenty of money. Now, how do we go from that? How do we go from Bush squandering the surplus to, wow, we got all kinds of money? Now, the other problem is that, because, like any losing side in any football or baseball or hockey or basketball game, they're getting desperate. And they're busting out all of the nasty tactics. They're blitzing, they're red-dogging, they're scratching, they're grabbing, they're thumbing. Doing all those things that we saw Max Baer do in the film Cinderella Man. Remember when James J. Braddock was finally taking it to the defending champion of the world, Max Baer, and Max Baer was pulling out all the stops. He was thumbing. He was kidney punching. He was talking about Braddock's wife when they went into clinches. He was doing every dirty, nasty thing. Well, this is the modern liberal. Every dirty, filthy, nasty thing they can think of, every lie. You can't call people liars. You can't call George Bush a liar, for instance, when you live by the lie. And the liberal must live by the lie. They must. It isn't their fault. It's the fact that, you know, either they got lied to, or they're going to have to make up some lie to make sure that people know they're a really good guy here, and they just got skewered somehow. Like Obama. Suddenly Obama's betraying them. You know, we were sitting here during the 2008 election, if you listen to our show, saying Barack Obama is going to be a scourge of liberals and Democrats. They're going to be pissed off at him. You mark my words. You watch it happen. It's going to happen. And it did happen. And all of a sudden, these stupid bastards are like, we didn't see it coming. Who told us? Why, he said he was going to. They didn't pay any attention during that campaign. They were too busy blowing up balloon animals. And Sarah Palin is a fascinating case in point. I believe that much of the criticism of her is driven by women. Rance disagrees, but we're both agreed on one thing. Sarah Palin, the hatred of Sarah Palin is an irrational one. The hatred of Sarah Palin is, if the liberals took a step back and took a look at themselves hating on Sarah Palin, they'd be embarrassed. They might even just do the honorable thing and go out in the woods so the pistol shot is muffled by the birds suddenly scattering from the trees. Yeah, just get out of here, man, because you have nothing to say when you keep leaning on Sarah Palin, when you keep writing blogs about Sarah Palin, when you keep talking about her kid Trigg. I mean, every year we got a new Trigg blog. There's something going on there, and I think it's called We Don't Know What Else to Write About. Everybody else is smarter than us. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show here. Marilyn Davenport wants to know who leaked the Obama ape email. And we'll get to the Louisiana story on Deadbeat Dads.
Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Bud Dickman and Robert Lynn, I've been doing all the talking, huh?
Well, you know, a lot of times I like to listen to you.
Yeah, but you should give us a chance to talk too, in case we have an idea of the of what we want to say.
Bud, you can butt in anytime you want, but I think I've been holding forth here rather well. So
yeah,
what is that?
I don't know. Something to cover up a passport.
Wow, that's pretty sweet, man. It's a leather cover for a passport. I think our artist friend Amanda Green sent this to us on my birthday, but I'm just now looking at that. That's beautiful, man. I'm showing up there. It is, that's kind of like having a cigarette case. Well, maybe not the same, but who ever thought of having a leather cover for your passport? Very nice.
Is that a passport that you use to get out of the country?
Yes, that's what the jeez.
You know what a passport is?
I don't know.
All right, but someday you may get one. But once they clear up your file on where you're from. Now,
I come from America.
Sure. Anyway, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Donald Trump. Just a short note about Donald Trump. We'll get into the Louisiana casinos to begin with, holding winnings from parents who owe back child support. And maybe I'll hold off on the Trump news until we get into something political, but I do have an observation on Donald Trump, and I'll tell you why. We were talking about Sarah Palin. We were talking about the hatred of Sarah Palin by lefties and how it is they just keep harping on this woman, and what is your problem? And, okay, I get it already. I mean, I understand already what it is your problem is. You don't like her. Okay, fine. Anything else that we can do for you?
Well, don't you understand it?
No, what you don't understand is there isn't a conservative out there that's got 5 cents worth of brains between their ears that ever thought Sarah Palin was going to be president of the United States. Now, that's just the facts, Jack. You could have asked the heaviest hitters in the Republican Party right after the 2008 election, do you think Sarah Palin is going to have a chance in 2012? And they would have told you, hell no. No. We got problems with her, man. We don't need to be going. I'm not criticizing Governor Palin's political philosophy, some of which I agree with, some of which I don't. And as a conservative, I can tell you, folks, there's a lot about Sarah Palin that I do not agree with. But I will say this. To keep haranguing that woman when you think she's going to be a viable candidate for the presidency proves that you've got nothing but cement between your ears. Go do something else for a living. Stuff. No wonder your last name's Stuff. I think it's because you ain't got enough stuff. I think it's because you have to stuff certain parts of your anatomy. And I think it's because most of the stuff you write is just cat stuff. So we were talking about, who is the viable candidate? Now we came to guess who? Donald Trump. Now, I'll never live down my rotten predictions of the 28th campaign. I thought it was Giuliani and Hillary Clinton's to lose. Actually, I think I was right, but I had no idea that Giuliani was as much of a lightweight. He was just a lightweight. He did not want to get in and mix it up. He did not want to get in there and mix it up and kick a little bit of ass, and that hurt him. Hillary Clinton, she coasted, and suddenly here comes Barack Obama, and suddenly we're off to the races there. So, you know, you live and you learn. But here is the thing with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, first of all, I'm driving home the other night, Sunday night. I'm listening to a local talk show here in Los Angeles. And I have no freaking idea. It's a sports station I usually listen to. But for some reason on Sunday night, they have on a talk show. And this guy was saying things that were so absolutely stupid that even I was getting, I mean, I recognize that most talk radio is performed by some of the most unbelievably dumb human beings that God ever let live past the cradle. I mean, you can't even, you do, you know what I'm talking about. But this guy, holy God. Then I realized, wait a second, it's Sunday night, he's trying to get phone calls. I get it. He's saying stupid stuff because he's trying to get phone calls. What stupid stuff was he saying? What stupid stuff was he saying? Let me tell you what stupid stuff he was saying. This guy, and he thought he was a real genius, this guy said, I got money that says this Donald Trump thing is not serious, it's a stunt.
Oh, yeah, the guy thought it was done. I remember that guy said that.
Yeah, and somebody else said the same thing.
Well, anybody that says that Trump's run for the presidency or his appearing at these different venues and at these different events to give speeches in advance of some presidential announcement, like he's not serious, they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Yes, he's serious. Of course he's serious.
Well, how come they're saying they're not serious?
I'll tell you why. First of all, the people that are saying he's not serious don't know a damn thing about Donald Trump. This jackball who I was listening to on the radio thought that the only thing Trump had ever done in his life was host Celebrity Apprentice. And he had an interesting hairdo. And that all of a sudden Donald Trump just came into the limelight like, I don't know, it was spontaneous combustion. Reverse. I mean, the guy's a businessman for decades. Decades and decades and decades, was making news since the late 1970s, pulling these real estate deals, Wall Street Journal this, Wall Street Journal, all the time. You know, he was the owner of a professional football team, and he had a very interesting, I told you the quote, he owned the New Jersey Generals of the old United States Football League, Donald Trump did, and he signed Herschel Walker. He did very big things even back then when the USFL, which was a spring football league that was being tried out, and would have been actually a very good idea had they not busted the self-imposed or the self-articulated salary structure that they had. In any event, Donald Trump was asked, what the hell are you doing owning a football team? And he said a very obvious thing. He said, I make billion-dollar real estate deals that are on the back page of the Wall Street Journal. The minute I buy a football team, I'm on the front page. That's why I bought a football team. Because it's a billboard for your business. It's a billboard for these multimillionaires. These guys that can afford it, This is more than buying a billboard. It's more than taking out an ad in the Wall Street Journal. It's more than being invited to speak at some fellow's dinner. It's more than being seen with the President of the United States. It's more than being invited to address Congress. This is bigger than anything, man, owning a professional sports franchise as a way of advertising your business. Of course, Donald Trump's serious about being President of the United States. There's no question in the world. No question at all. Now, he was interviewed on CNN. I didn't hear it. They said it was very contentious. I don't give a crap. But there was one thing that I think happened there that one of the hosts said, are you going to really think you're going to be taken seriously if you are haranguing this birth certificate thing? And he said, yes, I think I am. I don't think he's serious there. He can't be. But nonetheless, yeah, he's serious, Donald Trump. Don't even worry about it. So the next time you hear somebody say, you think it's a joke? No, it's not a joke, man. Not a joke at all. And I don't know if he'll make it as a Republican nominee. I don't know if he'll try to run a third-party candidacy. It's possible. But he did say he would not because he knows who that's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the Republican nominee. And Donald Trump said, I would rather have the Republican elected and me not run than me run and hurt the chances of the Republican Party. So don't worry about it. He's serious through and through. Louisiana casinos to begin withholding support winnings from parents who owe back child support. Should I talk about this?
I don't know, man.
I thought that Donald Trump was way better.
Well, I'm all done with Donald Trump. What the hell else do you want me to say?
Talk a little bit more about how he, how that guy's a dumbass.
What guy?
The guy that was on the radio.
He was just a dumbass. What do you want me to say? These people who don't believe that Trump is serious about running for president of the United States, yes, he is. Is he going to get elected? I don't know. I'm going to go back here now to Louisiana casinos. This is very important. Louisiana casinos, now listen to this, will begin withholding the winnings of parents who owe back child support next month. The Louisiana Gaming Board Control Board said after setting rules for the process. If you owe back child support and you win more than $1,200 at a Louisiana casino, guess what? Your ass gets garnished.
What do you mean garnished? Like, you're not talking about parsley.
Oh, man, you're stupid.
No, I'm asking.
Parsley.
You said garnish.
Man, he's talking. You're an idiot. Shut up, man.
All right, wait. Hold on, okay?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean parsley, man? Garnishing wages.
Yeah, I know, but you talk about parsley. Garnish.
Talking about taking the money out, you dumbass.
Come on. I'm going to kick both you guys out of here. You got to admit, man.
I don't know what it means.
Garnish means to withhold or to take a certain amount. Parsley.
I thought you were talking about something.
No. I know what you thought. You thought that they were going to take a sprig of parsley and drop
it. You're an idiot, man.
Shut up, man.
Were they going to put a sprig of parsley, man, on a roll of ones?
I thought that's what garnish was.
Use your brains, okay? Use the brains that the good Lord gave you. Garnish your wages doesn't mean they're going to drop a sprig of parsley on a roll of 20s. It means they're going to withhold a certain amount of money. Let me tell you something, man. When the IRS starts fooling around with your money, I walked into the bank once. I thought right then and there, I had nothing to lose. I thought I would just go ahead and rob the bank. I walked up to, I don't know who it was, one of the bankers there. I sat down, and she said, "Oh, my God, Mr. Hendry." I said, "What? $60,000 is missing from one of your accounts." She said, "Oh, it's the federal government. I said, "What are you talking?" Now, naturally, when you say, "What are you talking about?" Generally in life, when the first person you say the phrase, "What are you talking about?" to generally knows the least of what it is you need to know. That's probably the last person you should ask. "What are you talking about, man?" It's probably, talking to the doorman or something, The good news was it turned out that the Federals, in all of their wisdom, had taken money out of my account for a tax year that was not the right tax year. They were supposed to get the money for another tax year, and that money had been sent in. So they screwed up, and they do it a lot. And when the IRS screws up, there is nothing more inconvenient in this world. There is nothing that it'll take hours out of your life. It'll take days off of your life. It'll take years and years off of your emotional well-being. It'll put you in a hospital. When the IRS screws up and you got to go about the business of straightening out what they messed up, it can kill you. That's how fouled up those clowns can get things. Now, I understand that they're hardworking people and they mean well. I'm not trying to disparage, and I'm not. And I know that there's some people that got a real problem with the IRS. You're not going to get any sympathy from me, man. Welcome to the freaking world, okay? And because you don't like paying taxes, man, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden, well, it's all unconstitutional, and I'm going to go up in the hills with my guns and start shooting FBI agents. Because all of a sudden, you just don't want to pay taxes anymore. Well, I don't want to pay taxes anymore either. What do you think the likelihood is that we're not going to have to pay taxes anymore? How about zero? You think there's going to be a big revolution, huh? You think the American people are going to get up and say, "Let's revolt against Zog, the Zionist occupational government, and let's get rid of this taxation nation and get rid of all these Jews and all this stuff"? Do you honestly believe that in the greatest country that the world has ever seen, we got something better to replace it with? You think you do? Think again. These people, they go up in the hills and they're fighting the IRS and the FBI and no constitutional right to tax me. And you think you got something better? You think I want to live under a set of rules that you came up with, you freaking hillbilly? I don't like paying taxes. Believe me, I don't like paying taxes, all right? But me and every other clown here with me, all of us standing shoulder to shoulder here, the American people, yes, we are, marching into the future and all that baloney. We're paying taxes. Now, here comes these deadbeat dads. These guys really piss me off. You know, it's one thing, man, you want to hold back. You got a problem with your ex-wife. Okay, you got a problem with your ex-wife. I understand. I understand these women, they can drive you out of your mind. I understand that, you know, you may have a valid case. She is a B-I-T-C, and it rhymes with, you know, Mache.
Mache.
Anyway, and I understand that you have all kinds of very good and valid reasons for hating her living guts. Okay, it's sad, isn't it? It's sad that we have to talk this way. But when you take it out on your kids, man, when you don't pay your child support, I don't give a damn if you got to lay the check on her. Give the check to her. And if she isn't giving those kids the right kind of support that she's supposed to through the monies that you have been, by law, by court order, paying her, then you can take her ass into a courtroom and really do a number on her. But only then. You're paying your child support and you're finding out that that money is not getting to those children, that she's spending it on wigs or on, you know, trips to Vegas or whatever the hell she's doing. Then you can go to a judge and say, hey, my children are not being taken care of. But you ain't even doing that, deadbeat. So what they're doing in Louisiana is they're garnishing these slobs that go into the casino. You imagine a father that owes money for his kids going into a casino? And if you win more than $1,200, guess what? They're going to find your ass on a database, and they're going to garnish your winnings from that casino. It's a very, very good law. I'll be interested to see how successful they are. But in the state of Louisiana, $1 billion in child support is owed. $1 billion. How a man can look himself in the mirror, I don't give a crap how pissed off you are at your ex-wife, to look yourself in the mirror in the morning knowing that you owe this money. You ought to go to jail, man. That's what I think. I think they're letting these guys off. In any event, you go gambling in Louisiana, they are going to begin to garnish. And I don't know, maybe that's a good way to pay it off.
I was going to say, if a guy wants to pay off your child support, go and get and win money.
But if your ass owes child support, you got no business going into a casino at all.
Yeah, but like he just said, what if you win enough money to pay it off?
Well, if that's what you're banking on, man, going into a casino to win enough money to pay off your child support, you're dumber than you look. You ain't going to win that much money, and if you did, you sure as hell don't want to give it to your kids. If you're a deadbeat, you're a deadbeat. The last thing you want to do with money is give it to your children.
You don't think they want to pay for them?
No, I don't. I don't. They're scumbags. It's too bad. And these guys, they use their children against the wife, and the wife uses the kids against them. And these two people, all they want to do is kill each other, and the children are in the middle. All they want are a couple of parents that love. I mean, it's the saddest thing in the history of the world, man, to look at how men and women fall apart sometimes. All right, we're coming back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Glad I could be an upper there, you know.
Yeah, that's really going to make me sleep nice tonight, man.
Oh, what's the matter, man? Don't you have your teddy bear?
Ah, your teddy bear. Ah,
shut up, man.
All right. Marilyn Davenport wants to know who's the dirty rat that, you know, ratted her out. Who's the cheese eater that leaked the racist email to the media? That's the issue. That's what Marilyn thinks is the big issue. Not the fact that that old dried up crone is a racist. No, somebody leaked her monkey tattoo. I mean, her monkey email. Somebody probably leaked her monkey tattoo. In fact, we have a photograph of that. You don't want to see it. Phil Hendry Show.
Radio. Got a monkey tattoo. For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, by the way, you know, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHendry, twitter.com/RealPhilHendry, but we're also on Facebook. The reason why I mentioned Facebook is because I was driving home today from a recording session that we had out in Santa Monica, and I'm driving up the 405 freeway, and I saw 1, 2, 3, 4 obvious military helicopters. I say military. You know, they were marked in a way that made you think they were military or something. Well, they looked like they could have been Secret Service going across the 405. And so I turned on my camera and I recorded a little bit of that and some commentary. And it's, you know, got some four-letter words in it, not because I was angry, but because I just, you know, I was in the middle of traffic on the 405 looking up at these choppers. And I did video some of it. So if you go to my web, my Facebook page, not our homepage, not our website, but on Facebook, it's facebook.com/PhilHendry. And there is a little video. It's only about a minute of, in fact, I could show it here on the, I can show it on our webcast, but I don't want to have the audio turned up.
No, man, I saw that. You're all like, yeah, you know, F word, F word, F word.
It wasn't F word.
No, man, it was going like, you said S word.
S word. Maybe. God, bud.
Well, yeah, but you couldn't say it.
I know you can't say it, man. I'm going to try to get it up here on the, I should have thought of this sooner, but I didn't. Anyway, Marilyn Davenport is this racist scum. I mean, she's a very nice old lady, but she thinks that she doesn't like Obama because he's black. And anyway, well, it seems that way. She sent out an email, and it had a picture of Obama, and he was with a monkey family. And I'm sure that she thought it was funny, or maybe she didn't. Here's an interview, because she believes that whoever leaked the email, they're the real culprit. Whoever leaked this email to the press, they're the real scum. In an interview on KTLA, Marilyn Davenport says she wants to know who leaked the email.
I would ask why it's so secretive as to which person sent it to the media. And
let me ask a follow question back. Why is it so important to you to know that?
Well, I think anytime someone's involved in something this serious, personally this serious, and the ramifications that it has had on me, they should come forward.
Well, Ms. Davenport, you are missing the boat by, a couple of weeks. Who leaked it is not important. The fact that you believe that if you keep your racist beliefs quiet and under wraps and behind closed doors, then you're just beautiful and onward and upward. No. All right, I couldn't get our... go over to Facebook.com/Phil Hendry and you'll see my video of the choppers going over the 405 today as President Obama was landing and giving and holding forth at Sony and elsewhere. The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Jason Rantz, technical director. Oh, is that it? Bye.